From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
War on Townsville, 29th of July 1942. In the early hours of the 29th of July 1942, a Japanese aircraft dropped 8 250-pound bombs, supposedly, on Townsville. 7 of the bombs fell in Cleveland Bay, and the 8th bomb fell at Anoomba, which is a suburb of Townsville. Thankfully, the damage caused was a crater and the destruction of one palm tree. After moving to Townsville in 1979, we, as a family, did visit the bomb site on several occasions. On Anzac Day 2014, I transmitted AM on Anzac Day from this particular site. Since that time, the Anoomba bomb site was granted a heritage listing of the historical WW2 bombing of Townsville. And I, with other members of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club, operated two stations on Anzac Day 2024. Net control by Gavin, VK4 Zulu Zulu, from the Green Street headquarters. Over the years, since 2014, the original tenants, which was the Department of Primary Industries, have vacated and the land has become an overgrown area with swamp surrounding the bomb site. My inquiring mind led me to investigate just what was the future of our World War II heritage listed site. A great deal of the then vacant land had been developed into housing and commercial estates. I found that plaques had even been laid at the bomb site were missing, and one was removed to an area well away from our heritage listed site. Investigation into the three levels of government regarding the future and site of it clearly proved that our heritage listed site was about to be built over and lost forever. Well, not on my watch. A lot of work has gone into dealing with the three levels of government. Television and other media interviews with our local opposition member have all helped with the securing written documentation of future support to preserve the site in some form of construction. It has not been made clear to what level of preservation this will be, and this is why we must get behind the support of the bomb site for current and future residents and visitors to Townsville to witness and enjoy our history at war. Our transmission on the anniversary date of the bombing, which will be the 29th Monday, it is 29th of July 2024, from the site will be transmission start approximately 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we will finish transmission around about 4 p.m. that afternoon, Eastern Standard Time. Our frequency hopefully will be 7.100 plus or minus lower sideband. Net control will be Gavin, VK4 Zulu Zulu, from the TARC headquarters. Members who would like to erect a portable station are more than welcome. Any helpers or visitors, all welcome to attend. I also ask that we be inundated with DX stations from all over our great country to call into the net and give us moral support, lest we forget.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. Here in the Toowoomba area, be sure to tune in to 146.750, the VK4RDD repeater, at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings and then again at 7 p.m. on Sunday evenings. I'm Dave, VK4DAK.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Around my part of the world, despite what has been forecast, we're having delightful weather with blue skies, fluffy clouds and cool mornings. Only a few weeks ago, I was reporting that we were in for a drier winter, and a warmer one. With most days getting into single figures, temperatures as the sun comes out, I really can't say it has been warmer than average. just like getting the sunspot figures, we will learn the truth as time goes on. I haven't been noticing that portable activity has increased now that the rain has eased, and I wonder if many amateurs are prepared for activities away from the shack. There seems to be a level of people following the POTA and SOTA activities, but maybe my sources aren't getting the whole picture. Here are ways of flying the flag for amateur radio when we appear in public, and our equipment stands out like a superhero costume to the lay visitors. I'm from an era when you caught up on the stories of fictional heroes at places like the barber shop, with a better selection of recent but not new on-the-shelf magazines and comics. It made a trip to the barber much more entertaining than the outdated and dog-eared collection in the doctor's surgery waiting room. This brings up the idea that has been raised over the years of getting places such as these to have material such as Amateur Radio magazine added to the collection of 4x4 fishing and other coffee table material available to read. There are plenty of places that we all visit periodically and where a variety of the local population also pass through. Just think of business and health services that have waiting rooms, and here's an opportunity to spark the interest of someone new. There's the fact that we don't currently have anybody which will supervise the donation of material. This is something that surely can be rectified. Similarly, we don't have promotional material which can be distributed and placed for free in these venues. I'm sure that in my region, which is popular with tourists, that camping areas with areas such as laundries would appreciate some nice material for their clients to peruse. What I'm suggesting is that there are many opportunities to spread the word and even demonstrate our passion to the passing people who come for other reasons. The mechanics waiting room benefits from the caravanning and camping magazines, along with the fishing and boating material. The hairdresser doesn't only have fashion on display, and what you find at a dentist and doctor's surgery can be an odd mishmash of reading material, which is no doubt dictated by what is unsold at the news agencies. So who can think of a good way of putting something like this into action? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.